Hey, this is Ron Hawkins. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name is Jeff, and I'm here for the next couple hours. Hopefully you are, too. Lovely day outside. You know, I know we got the teddy bear picnic going on and all kinds of other things, but hopefully you can, you know, stick around or, you know, take a radio with you wherever you're going. Should be a nice day, I hope. And, well, hopefully you'll get outside to enjoy some of it. Anyways. So we're just going to sit around, and we're going to listen to good tunes for a couple hours and, you know, It's going to be good. If there's anything you want to hear today, 269-863-6269-UMFM. Or you can always call me up at... or you can always drop me an email. Oh, boy. Jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. maybe I'll figure out how to speak in the process. But that one started off the show there with the lowest of the low. And you know, in spite of the weather, I've been having a pretty good weekend, I think. And nothing goes with a good weekend better than one of your favorite albums. And that, as you know, is one of the best albums of all time. You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb. That's the best Canadian album of all time. You can take your Joni Mitchell, and you can take your Leonard Cohen, and you can take your Bruce Coburn, and you can package them all up nice, and you can do whatever you want with them, but they're not the best Canadian albums of all time, because Lowest of the Low is. Everybody knows that, and you know that because you listen to the show. So you're smart people. But if anybody, you know, doesn't know how really great this album is, maybe we'll play you one or two more. The album is called Shakespeare My Butt. It came out in 1991, I believe. And pretty much changed everything for me. And if you don't have it yet, get yourself a copy. You'll be grateful that you did. And let's play a couple more. I love this band. Lowest of the Low. Tell Ben to go home.
Never have to resort to divine. dividing what is mine and what is yours. There's something coercive about the way some people smile, wide open as if to say, come on in and browse a while. And sometimes when your resistance is low, remember that I know who's your favorite poke. There's a place in my soul where no one else can adore you. Like the poet soldier says, I would spill my blood for you. There's nothing conclusive in this whole world, 'cause flags can change and martyrs die, and there's many towns left to burn. But somewhere between there and here, for one night hold me near and sing my shallow tears. And we'll drink, but not to forget, but to remember instead all our happy years. Clowns, and I'm feeling far too lost to feel too profound. My friend Kate, you laugh like a tidal wave, but Charlie don't surf on your laughter on Black Mondays. And the shadows I feel are the shadows in me. And not even your face or your beautiful smile, or the curve of your breast or your laughing bright eyes could make me believe I'm a winner tonight. When Monday morning is just out of sight, yeah, Monday morning is just out of sight. Well, I know a story about a man who couldn't see past his fingertips to reach out and touch it. Just too much like he needs it. And I know a woman who reached out to me, and all she got were my barbed wire hands. And I won't be too proud if she can't depend on me when Black Monday starts coming around. Thank you. You are sad and beautiful, and the way I am has never been too good for us, 'cause I'm too blind to hear and I'm too deaf to see. But I still have a voice that can call out your name, with a gut full of beer and a head full of pain. I can lie in your arms and be lovers again. Thank God Tuesday morning is just hours away. Thank God Tuesday morning is just hours away. Yeah. Do you know I won't let you down, rest your head. When I come around, do you know you can count on me, laugh out loud. I see what you see, what you see, but do you know I won't let you down, rest your head. When I come around, do you know you can count on me, laugh out loud. Take a morning pee, drop some LSD, and we'll go tripping around Chinatown. We'll get our morning buzz, little cup of love, so safe and sound, freshly ground. These things mean more to me now than anything, anything. These things mean more to me now than anything, anything. Did before. Smoke behind the church, little fascist jerks, remind me of our common cause. To buy a duffel trunk, kill a Nazi punk, and we'll go bury him in the backyard. This spring is gonna be hard on everyone, everyone. This spring is gonna be hard on everyone, everyone. Small words of encouragement, the small hours of the night, the small wonder you feed my discipline. Feed my 20,000 reasons to fight. A small change in your pocket, a small victory songs, a small steps in the right direction make more sense than a thousand big ones in the wrong. heavier, Señor. Teach me to ignore the poison running through my veins. A little dirty girl spinning like the world in different strange pocket change. This spring is gonna be hard on everyone, everyone. This spring is gonna be hard on everyone,
Saturday, I need to pay my heart's outstanding bills. A cracked up compass and a pocket watch, some plastic daffodils, cutlery and coffee cups I stole from all night restaurants. Of wonder only slightly used, a year or two to haunt you in the dark. For a phone call from far away, with a too loud and too long.
leaky boat to the roof of a car on a road in the dark and it's snowing. If I'm more, then it means less. Last call for happiness. I'm your dress near the back of your knees and your slip is showing. I'm afloat in a summer parade up the street in the town that you were born in. With the girl at the top wearing tulle and a Miss Somewhere sash waving like the queen. But beauty's just another word. I'm never certain how to spell. Go tell the nurse to turn the TV back on and throw away my misery. It never meant that much to me. It never sent a get well card. Like a bad joke somebody's uncle told at a wedding reception in 1972, where a little boy under a table with cake in his hair stared at the grown-up feet as they danced and swayed. And his father laughed and talked on the long ride home. And his mother laughed and talked on the long ride home. And he thought about how everyone dies someday. And when tomorrow gets here, where will yesterday be? And fell asleep in his brand new winter coat. Buy me a shiny new machine that runs on lies and gasoline and all those batteries we stole from smoke. Disassembles my despair. Never took me anywhere. It never once bought me a drink.
Hi, this is Andy Mays from the Skydiggers, and you're listening to Jeff Robson on Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UM FM.
And the years just trying to please me. Don't you know that it's all right? Squeeze me. Don't you know that it's alright? I know.
of December, sky filled with blue. I don't remember the last thing I said to you, but remember, I'll always love you. Every 8th of December, I think of you. Starting over, just like you want to remember, I'll always dream with you. I've been standing here for hours by the door. I've been waiting for you to come back to me. Even when you fall, 5th of December, out of the blue, I'll always stand for you. I've been standing here for weeks by the door. I've been waiting for you to come back to me once more. Even when you fall,
just gives me the shivers every time. I think even when you fall, they're the Skydiggers, and KK, you're damn right, the Skydiggers are one of those great Canadian bands. Damn right indeed. We heard something from an absolutely essential album, and the shame of it is that you can't really buy it anymore. Every once in a while I luck into finding myself another copy of it, but it's hard to find. It's called Restless by the Skydiggers, and we heard, I guess, the title track, Restless. It's all right. And, I was went to see my old pal Michael Johnston. He's in town this weekend. Did a house concert on Friday night, and he's rubbing it in again like he does, you know, brag, and he's just that kind of guy. He's been playing with the Skydiggers, and they're recording a new album, and apparently it sounds mighty, mighty good. Oh, I can't wait to hear that. A couple from another great Canadian band, best band that this city has ever known. Anyway, The Weaker Thans, Reconstruction Site, title track to their latest record. They got a new one coming out in the fall. And something from the from another absolutely essential album, Left and Leaving. We heard Everything Must Go in honor of all you garage sale people. I haven't really been out there to the garage sales yet this year that much, but it's coming. I can feel it. And a bunch before that from The Lowest of the Low, one of the greatest Canadian bands of all time. And we heard something from the leader of The Lowest of the Low, Ron Hawkins, and his Rusty Nails, Small Victories. Before that, we heard something from The Lowest of the Low's album, Hallucigenia, with Black Monday, and a couple from Shakespeare, My Butt, one of the greatest, the greatest Canadian album of all time. We heard Subversives, and Kind of the Lonely One. And I was just thinking back to it's been a couple of years actually, but you know there've been so many highlights here on the show for me over the past however many years we've been doing this, 6 years or whatever it is. But I'm telling you, I don't think it'll ever get much better than having Ron Hawkins and Stephen Stanley sitting right over there and chatting for a good 45 minutes. If you missed that a couple of years ago, April the 10th, 2005. Hard to believe it's been that long, but if you missed that, it is up at the website for you to listen to at your leisure, tellthebandtogohome.com. You go on over to downloads, and then all the way down at the bottom of the page, you get some classic interviews on there, and that one's up there. So you may wish to check that out if you didn't hear it, or if you want to hear it again. Speaking of classic albums, I was watching this DVD. I bought this a while ago at Candor. You know Candor, right, over there, 390 Provence. Anyways, bought this DVD. And I'd never gotten around to watching it until yesterday, and holy crap, was it good. It was something called Man in the Sand. It was sort of a documentary on the making of an absolutely brilliant album called Mermaid Avenue. Basically, what it is you know Woody Guthrie, one of the greatest songwriters of all time, right? Well, when he died, he had been writing songs so prolifically that he just didn't have time to record even half of them, and he had thousands and thousands of lyrics written down that he'd never recorded. So his daughter Nora was looking for people to come and record some of these songs and get them out there. And she called up a guy named Billy Bragg, and he called up his friends Wilco, and they made one of the best albums I think I've ever heard. It's called Mermaid Avenue, and I think we'll play a couple of things off that because, man, is it good. Let's start off with this one. This is such a gorgeous song. This is called Way Over Yonder in the Minor Key from Billy Bragg and Wilco.
I lived in a place called Ofusky, and I had a little girl in a hollow tree. I said, little girl, it's plain to see, ain't nobody that can sing like me, ain't nobody that can sing like me. She said, it's hard for me to see how one little boy got so ugly. Yes, my little girlie, that might be, but there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key. Way over yonder in the minor key. There ain't nobody that can sing like me. We walked down by the Buckeye Creek to see the froggy, the goggle-eye bee, to hear that west wind whistle to the east. There ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Oh, my little girlie, will you let me see way over yonder where the wind blows free? Nobody can see in our hollow tree, and there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key. Way over yonder in the minor key. There ain't nobody that can sing like me.
got a switch from a cherry tree and laid it on to she and me. You stung lots worse than a hive of bees, but there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Now I've walked a long, long ways, still look back to my Tanglewood days. I've led lots of girls since then to stray, saying ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key, way over yonder in the minor key, ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key, way over yonder in the minor key, ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me.
birds are singing in your eyes today. Sweet flowers blossom in your smile.
Tell the band to go home on 101.5, and this is Mary Gaucher, and I'm listening too.
I grew up in the South, so I always listened to country music, but mostly I heard bad country music, and then I started digging a little deeper, and I found the good stuff. The big three, of course, would be, for me, Hank Williams, Woody Guthrie, Bob Dylan. But I became a Bob Dylan fan right away. And he led me to Woody. And, you know, a lot of times when you fall in love with an artist, you can trace their roots and who they love and discover great music that way. And that's how you find the roots music, is to find somebody contemporary and see who they really love, you know. And that's what I did. I traced the music I love backwards, mm-hmm. to see where they're coming from. But I'm not educated in it yet. But I probably will be as I continue on in this field. I ain't got a home, I just ramble around. I work when I get it, and I roam from town to town. And the police make it hard, boys, everywhere I go. I ain't got a home and shares, and always I was down. My debts, they were so many, I couldn't come to town. The drought took my crop, the banker drove me from my door. Now I ain't got a home in this world anymore. Six children I've raised, they're scattered and they're gone. My darling wife, to heaven she's flown. She died of a fever on the cabin floor. And I ain't got a home in this world anymore. Mister, since the day I was born. Now the gambling man is rich, the working man is poor. And I ain't got a home in this world anymore. I It's a wicked world. It's a funny place to be. And I worry all the time like I never did before. 'Cause I ain't got a home in this world anymore. I'm stranded on the road that goes from sea to sea. 100,000 others are stranded here with me. There's 100,000 others and 100,000 more. And we ain't got a home in this world anymore. Ultimately, I think governments get in the way and they separate people. And when Woody Guthrie wrote This Land Is Your Land, what he was trying to say is that the land belongs to the people and not the government. The government ideally should work for us and not the other way around. And people feel that song all over the world. And no matter where I go, people know that song. And we all sing it together. And I think for a little while there's a spirit in the room of Woody and a spirit of just human connectedness instead of disconnectedness.
Open your hearts to the paradise, to the peace of the heavenly angels. Take away that woeful shadow dancing on your wall. Take to the skies of peace, oh friends of peace, of the one great spirit. Get ready for my bugle call of peace. Peace, peace, peace. I can hear the bugle sounding, roaming round my land, my city and my town. Peace, peace, peace. I can hear the voices ring louder while my bugle calls for peace. Thick war clouds will throw their shadows, darkening the world around you. But in my life of peace, your dark illusions fall. Think and pray along the way, embrace the ones around you. Get ready for my bugle call of peace.
Peace, peace, peace. I can hear the bugle sounding, roaming round my land, my city and my town. Peace, peace, peace. I can hear the voices ring louder while my bugle calls for peace.
If these war storms fill your heart with a thousand kinds of worry, keep to my road of peace and you'll never have to fear. Keep in the sun and look around in the face of peace and plenty. Get ready for my bugle call of peace. I'll clear my house of the weeds of fear and turn to the friends around me with my smile of peace. I'll greet you one and all. I'll work out, fight, I'll dance and sing a piece of the youthful spirit. Get ready for my bugle call of peace.
Peace, peace, peace. I can hear the bugle sounding, roaming around my land, my city and my town. Peace, peace, peace. I can hear the voices louder while my bugle calls for peace.
for my bugle call of peace.
Well, gather round me, children, a story I will tell about Pretty Baltimore the outlaw. Oklahoma knew him well. Saturday afternoon, his wife beside him in a wagon as into town he rode. Then along come a deputy sheriff in a manner rather rude, using vulgar words of language his wife she overheard. Then Pretty Boy grabbed the log chain, deputy grabbed the gun, and in the fight that followed, he laid that deputy down. Then he ran through the trees and bushes, he lived a life of shame. Every crime in Oklahoma was added to his name. On the Canadian River shore, and many a starving farmer opened up his door. Was in Oklahoma City, it was on a Christmas day. Old carload of groceries with a letter that could say, "You say that I'm an outlaw, you say that I'm a thief. We'll use Christmas dinner for families on relief." As through this life you travel, you'll meet some funny men. Some will rob you with a six gun and some with a fountain pen. It's through this life you ramble, it's through this life you roam. You'll never see an outlaw take a family from your home.
Tell the band to go home, we don't want to hear it. 101.5 UMFM, this is Jesse DiNatale.
You know the Woody Guthrie song, Pretty Boy Floyd? It just wasn't long enough. So I thought, well, okay, I'd write another one. And so it goes like this. Just a few miles from the Mississippi, on a foggy St. Louis morn, Bill the Killer Miller Sarwood, Pretty Boy Floyd, who was blowing on his hands to stay warm, parked outside the morning bakery. If things went according to plan, an armored truck would be arriving, and they'd take all the money and scram. Yeah, they'd take all the money and scram. 2 days later on King's Highway, Charlie spent some of that cash. A gold wedding ring and a brand new Studebaker left the trail at his back. Eggs and cornbread in the kitchen smelled so good to Charlie Floyd. He was watching his lovely wife Ruby with the long legs he could not avoid. Ruby loved her man dearly, and they both loved their newborn son. When a knock came at the screen door, she said, darling, what have you done? She said, darling, what have you done? Charlie sat handcuffed in the front seat. It was a long ride. The FBI, and that's not it. You know the sheriff's on your side. The best friend, the sheriff, is on your side. Well, some folks, you know, they might be branded, even though they've done their time. And Charlie went on back to stealing. He couldn't leave that life of crime. And sure enough, he stepped up to the front porch of his home in the Oklahoma hills. He would never rob nothing from no one, no. Certainly would not kill. No, he certainly would not kill. Somewhere near the state of Ohio, wishing he could build a fire. Charlie sat smoking by the roadside, looking back at his flat tire. Out there running through the backwoods, whoa, dogs and riflemen. The FBI was on his trail. One of the stories they came pouring in. Said he killed 20 men in Kansas while he hardly ever fired his gun. He'd only shoot it in self-defense. No, he didn't want to hurt no one. No, he didn't want to. No, he didn't want to. The FBI was on his trail, yeah. And Charlie got hit in the back with a bullet, and that's where his freedom began. People, you know, they gathered. You know they gathered around on a sad, sad day. Pretty boy Floyd was put in the ground. Some say he was an outlaw. Well, that is to be sure. An outlaw to the rich and a savior to the poor. Yeah, a savior to the poor. What a savior to the poor.
Ooh, that was good, wasn't it? That was our good friend Jesse DiNatale, recorded live at Candor. Man, that was a good show. Their big grand opening a couple months ago. All kinds of good stuff always going on at Candor. You just check them out there, 390 Provence, or you can dial them up on that there MySpace thing, myspace.com/CandorShop, I believe, and check them on out, see who else is going to blow your mind over there. Because, man, that show was good. So that's Jesse's continuation of Woody Guthrie's Pretty Boy Floyd, I suppose. We heard Pretty Boy Floyd as done by the Byrds before that. We heard Eliza Gilkison with one of those scraps of paper that Woody wrote and never recorded, something called Peace Call. That was an all-star cast. That's from Eliza's album, Land of Milk and Honey. But along for the ride on that song, Iris DeMent, Sean Colvin, Patty Griffin, Mary Chapin Carpenter. Good stuff. We heard Mary Gaucher, I Ain't Got No Home. I was just doing a little surfing, and it looks like Mary's playing the Edmonton Folk Festival this year, which is pretty darn good. Haven't seen Mary in a long time. And three before that from Billy Bragg and Wilco from the Mermaid album Avenue. There is actually a Mermaid album Avenue Volume 2. I was listening to that today. Not nearly as good, so we didn't play anything off that. It's good, but not nearly as good as the first one. We heard Natalie Merchant singing Birds and Ships there. That's real pretty. Wilco, along with Billy Bragg, doing California Stars. And Billy Bragg, along with Wilco, doing Way Over Yonder in the Minor Key. And holy cow, time is slipping past us here. We got to take a quick break for a couple of messages, and then we'll come back and celebrate some birthdays. And if we have time, tell you about a show that's going on tonight and all kinds of stuff. So stick around. Don't go away. Don't you go away. We'll be right back with more Tell the Band to Go Home.